You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
The homeless are just hopeless, and you are wrong to think that they are not ignorant. I'm telling you, they are not the scum of the earth. They are so much more than that. You might believe that they are just sad and poor people on the street, and they are not lazy, and they are not useless. You don't want to believe the stereotypes. They are not con artists, and they are not losers. But really though, that's a load of crap, and you know the facts. Some would say the homeless are losers who are a waste of energy, and fall into the category of the unworthy kinds of vermin that deserve harsh treatment. They are not normal people like you and I. They are just a waste of space, who think the ones experiencing homelessness are the type of people who know everything about everything, the type of people you should never allow yourself to become. Now, let's read it again from the bottom to the top. You should never allow yourself to become the type of people who know everything about everything, the type of people who think the ones experiencing homelessness are a waste of space. They are just normal people like you and I. They are not kinds of vermin that deserve harsh treatment and fall into the category of the unworthy. Some would say the homeless are losers who are a waste of energy. But really though, that's a load of crap, and you know the facts. And they are not losers. They are not con artists. You don't want to believe the stereotypes. They are not useless, and they are not lazy. You might believe that they are just sad and poor people on the street, but they are so much more than that. They are not the scum of the earth. I'm telling you that they are not ignorant, and you are wrong to think the homeless are just hopeless.
In the studio today, we have Justin from Homeless Reach. And Justin has come in to record a couple of poems. And I've been spending quite a lot of time with Justin, actually, over the past couple of weeks. So, Justin, let's begin by just Homeless Reach. Can you tell me about what you do?
Homeless Reach. Initially, the plan was to just, like, get little packs together. I spent a little time in homeless shelters, and we got little packs while we was in there. So I thought, once I was out the shelters, get packs together, distribute them on the streets. And then the project kind of exploded, and we ended up doing a little bit more than that and started networking with other projects, and just been able to achieve some good things, some good outcomes and results on the streets for the people who are living out there.
Yeah, I've seen you. You give. You've got a bag that's always you've filled with clothes, with socks, with t-shirts, jumpers that you get donated to you.
Yep, yeah.
And you go and you give them out to guys. Either when you're going round, just one to one, or you at soup kitchens as well.
Sure.
Yeah. So how long have you been doing it?
I started Homeless Reach in 2014. So that's, yeah, August 2014, so that's like 2 years.
And why?
It's an interesting one. Basically, it was like, while I was in the homeless shelters, I spent a little time in the homeless shelters, and I'm repeating myself.
You did?
Yeah. So like, while I was there, we used to get these little packs, and then when I came out of there, like while I was there, I wrote a song about being in the homeless shelters. And then when I came out of there, I was asked to perform it at a homelessness awareness day. And then I was asked to perform the song at one of the shelters where I stayed in. And the morning after that performance, I just had an idea. I was thinking, why not get some of these packs and distribute them among the streets? Like the packs that we was getting in the shelters, because obviously people on the streets, they don't have access to these packs and stuff. So I thought, get some packs together. And then what happened? I didn't really get the packs together how I wanted them to come together. And by, I don't know, afterwards, I just started going out there and giving away what I had. And then momentum started to build. More people started to help. And
what keeps you going, because you work really long hours. I know you're giving up a lot of your time to this, but what keeps you going back?
I think now it's kind of like, how can I say this? trying to, like, I don't feel like I could stop now. Like, I feel like I've been doing it for such a while. And the problem is not getting, there's the percentage of homelessness is rising, the percentage of rough sleepers are rising. We've now got more and more families becoming homeless as well. Like, so all of these things keep me going. Like, I don't think I'll stop until I see a strong solution in place in the UK, because we don't really have any strong working solutions to tackle homelessness right now, in my opinion.
Mm. And, well, you write about a lot of stuff, but, yeah, what so your poems that we're going to hear two of today, in fact, we've recorded them earlier and they're amazing. One is about homelessness, that is, really beautiful. And one is, about rape culture, that is, yeah, really, makes you stop. So tell me about your writing. Like, is that, did you start when you were in that homeless shelter? Was it something that you kind of, did it come from that, or have you always written?
I've been writing since I was like knee high. So it's just always been something that I've always done. And then it just, I guess the more you do something, the more you improve at it. And yeah.
So you just rap? You're a singer too, yeah?
I wouldn't call it singing. I would call it talking in melody, or grunting in melody. Sounds like I'm grunting.
It's nice. No, I've listened to some of your stuff, and it's really, yeah, you're good. So you write about these big topics and messages. Like, have you always been like that? Like, do you get, I don't know, these, you look at society and you see stuff that you can't stop thinking about, that makes you angry, that makes you just question everything? I don't know, what's it like for you?
Pretty much all of that. I think my inspiration kind of for like my political sided songs, it comes from just the things that I see happening around, my opinions and views on them. And I think I find it easier to like put things into songs than to actually articulate things, to just say in a conversation. And I feel like if I cram everything into a song, I'm not really gonna miss anything out. Whereas if I'm having a conversation with somebody, like even in this interview, I feel like I've missed a few things out already, but we'll be all right. But yeah, like I think when I word things into a song or a poem, it's like I'm hitting all the points and nails on the head the way that I want to get my message across.
You know, there's a lot of guys that, from having gone up to the guys who are sleeping rough on the street, I've been surprised, like, there's a lot of creativity out there. There's a guy yesterday who's did these amazing paintings, drawings, and was telling me about them. Other guys have spoken to me and like just told me about like kind of the images they have in their heads, maybe, and stuff like that. It's like, I don't know, your poem was about, you know, one of them is all about how you shouldn't like see people as scum because they're on the street, that these are humans. But exactly. In some ways, I wonder, are people on the street sometimes more creative than, I don't know, is it like, I think people, you get a lot of creative people out there, don't you?
You do, like, I've met poets, I've met singers, rappers, artists, and just, even like, just deep thinkers. There's like, just because like, they ain't got a home, it doesn't mean they haven't got anything to go with. Like, I never had a home for a long period of time. And that's another thing I think the music helps as well. It's like, I was homeless and I could provide people with something they enjoy. So why can't somebody else who's homeless provide people with something they enjoy? They just need that little stepping stone. There's a lot of homeless talent out there.
Mm. Cool. All right. Well, thanks very much. Anything else you want to say?
Anything else I want to say? Yes, you can follow us on Twitter. That's @homelessreach. Also follow OTS London. That's another organisation that we work very tightly with. Shout out to Michelle each and every time. And have I missed anything? Not really. I would just say, if you see any homeless people about your travels, try not to just walk past, stop, have a conversation, offer to ask them if they want to drink, something to eat, and just, I don't know, make a friend. So, I'm sitting with a group of guys who are talking about football. I hate football. Then the topic changes to women. I love women. It was a typical guy conversation until one of them then states, "Look at how some girls dress. No wonder they get raped." So then we argued. I was shouting in a rage. It was terrible. I wondered if someone switched his brain with a vegetable, because there are no circumstances, not one, none, where rape is acceptable. Now, a friend of mine was forced to have sex that wasn't authorized. Sadness in her eyes, she was left a little traumatized. Suicide attempts because the memories would haunt her mind. Before she opened up by telling me, she kept it all inside. And there's this other lovely friend of mine who was spiked. While she was unconscious, she was sexually brutalized. She was oblivious to the evil and hideous loser, till she woke up alone, hurt and bruised, then cried. And one night, another friend walked her dog in the park. Her dog ran away and wandered off in the dark. And then what was just another normal night changed in seconds, because a stranger went and raped my friend and made her pregnant. And she was in a relationship. So if you're telling me how the dress could be the causes, then I'm telling you that you're mentally distorted. Because even if those ladies were completely naked, none of them deserve to be sexually assaulted. Another thing, when robbers rob a bank, you rarely hear anyone suggest to the bank manager that this happened because he never had much security on the premises. Or when a gunman opens fire, nobody says to the fatally wounded that they may not have been shot if they had more distance between them and the bullet's trajectory. But when the crime's sexual assault, it seems to make a difference, because instead of the culprit, many people blame the victim, and they blame them by starting sentences with things like, "If how she's dressed wasn't so ridiculous," or "If how she's dressed wasn't so revealing," or things like, "If how she's dressed wasn't so promiscuous," or "If how she's dressed wasn't so appealing," then these sentences would normally end with something like, "Then none of this probably ever would have happened." Let me make something clear. Women are not sexually assaulted because of how they dress. They are sexually assaulted because violent, spiteful, narcissistic bullies believe they deserve to have whatever they want, even if it has been refused to them. Now, I'm not a saint. I've touched hearts and caused lots to break, but I don't condone how the sexually violent operate. There's a feminist quote which goes something like, "Don't tell women what not to wear, tell men not to rape." I agree, and I believe that we're in a time where change is needed. And for one to see that rape is wrong doesn't take a genius. Rape culturists are lice, and we must not allow these pests to keep blaming the victim all because of how she's dressed. Thank you.
You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.